This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Syria has given its permission for UN inspections of suspected nuclear facilities in its remote northeastern desert. Last September, Israeli warplanes destroyed one site called the Al-Kibar facility. U.S. officials say it's the location where North Korea helped Syria produce plutonium for nuclear weapons. Joining me to talk about the U.N. visit is David Albright, a former U.N. weapons inspector himself and president now of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington, D.C. Hi, and welcome to the program.
Oh, hello.
Syria denies that it has a nuclear weapons program. The U.S. says it has evidence otherwise. What do you make of Syria now allowing the U.N. to inspect?
It's hard to know what Syria expects. I mean, from their statements, you'd think that they expect to be able to trick the inspectors and show that this bomb site is not where there was a nuclear reactor that could make plutonium for nuclear weapons.
What do you think the International Atomic Energy Agency will find, assuming that it can inspect when they're in Syria?
Well, the IAEA is going to do a very comprehensive inspection. I think this first visit is probably to set up the parameters for what would later be many site visits and a thorough job to try to get to the bottom of this puzzle of whether Syria had a reactor. If it did have a reactor, how was it going to produce the fuel? If it was going to be a nuclear weapons program, then there has to be another facility where you would have taken the fuel that had been irradiated in the reactor. You would take it to a facility where you would have to chemically process it and take out the plutonium that would really be the material that you want for a nuclear weapon. And the United States evidence on the fuel fabrication plant, the plutonium separation plant, as far as I understand, is not that strong, and the IAEA is being challenged to try to get to the bottom of it, namely find out if those facilities existed or were under construction or Syria planned to put those facilities in play.
Let's assume for a moment that the U.S. and Israel have it right, that there was, in fact, a nuclear reactor at Al-Kibar, or there was going to be one, and that it was destroyed in the Israeli airstrike, and that the Syrians then cleaned up the site so that there was no trace of the building that had been there. Would inspectors be able to verify that, in fact, there had been a reactor there several months, perhaps almost a year, after the Israeli airstrike?
They have a good chance. I mean, they're going to need to do quite a bit of investigation. For example, you would use ground-penetrating radar, look for things that have been buried. You'd want to be able to excavate. You would also look for certain kinds of particles that would be associated with this kind of reactor. It's a North Korean-style reactor that uses a lot of graphite inside it. If the reactor was bombed and that core was hit with the bomb, then the graphite would have gone all over. It's like a charcoal. And so you'd be looking for particles of graphite, you know, 50 meters away or near, you know, away from the site that was or the place where the North Koreans covered up everything. You'd also be looking at the pipes coming up from the river. I don't think those were taken out by the Syrians. You'd want to see, are these the right kind of diameters for a reactor? And so you would do all kinds of things at the site. The key question, though, is Syria going to allow it? And that's an open question at this point in time.
Let's assume for a moment that what the Syrians are saying is true. This wasn't a nuclear reactor. How could they, with the assistance of the IAEA, prove that that was the case?
To prove that it wasn't a reactor, the Syrians are going to have to provide remarkable cooperation. They're going to have to let the inspectors go pretty much wherever they want. They're going to have to open up to the inspectors and let them pursue the questions that they have. If Syria is able to answer those questions, opens up, looks transparent, then indeed, if they're not guilty, then they can show that, and the IAEA will be in a position to certify that.
Well, David Albright, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's David Albright, himself a former UN weapons inspector, now president of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington, D.C.